The Justice Department is trying to get several U.S. hospitals to turn over medical records of some women who've had abortions. The hospitals are fighting that request. The dispute is part of a legal challenge to the federal Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. The government says it needs those records to defend the law. A federal judge in New York says if the hospitals don't comply, he might lift a temporary injunction that's blocking the law. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
What the government wants are the records of some women who have had abortions performed by several physicians named as plaintiffs in the legal challenge to the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. They've agreed to let the hospitals remove some, but not all, of the patient's identifying information. The Justice Department wants the records to test the assertions of the physicians. Those physicians are arguing that some of the abortions that would be outlawed are medically necessary. In court documents, some of those physicians cited unnamed cases to support their point. Speaking to reporters today, Attorney General John Ashcroft said the government needs the medical records.
But we do need, if the central issue in the case, an issue raised by those who brought the case, is medical necessity, we need to look at medical records to find out if indeed there was medical necessity.
The hospitals are fighting the subpoenas. Northwestern University, where one of the physicians practiced, convinced a federal judge in Chicago to quash the subpoena there, saying it violated state privacy laws. A hospital in Philadelphia, where another of the physicians practiced, is hoping a federal judge there will do the same. Two New York hospitals that have been subpoenaed, New York Presbyterian and Columbia Presbyterian, have not yet responded, and that has irked the New York judge. A spokeswoman for the hospital said, quote, "We view our patients' privacy as a very important value, and we are evaluating the subpoena in this context." The judge in the case, U.S. District Judge Richard C. Casey, told lawyers last week he's fed up with the delays. He said if the hospitals don't come up with the records, he might lift the temporary injunction that is preventing the government from enforcing the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. Jonathan Turley, who teaches constitutional law at George Washington University, is often opposite John Ashcroft on legal issues, but he says he thinks the legal challenge in this case makes this fight over medical records unavoidable.
The position of the United States government is that this is not a medically necessary procedure to protect the health of women. These physicians have said, I have a practice that shows that it is a medical necessity. Well, that, of course, begs the question, show us the cases.
He says the doctors open the door to the subpoenas by citing specific cases to make their argument that some of the abortions are medically necessary. One doctor, for instance, referred to a patient who had leukemia and another who had renal failure. In legal briefs, Justice Department lawyers say they have a right to the confidential medical records. They say the records are not protected by physician-patient privilege under federal law and that, quote, individuals no longer possess a reasonable expectation that their histories will remain completely confidential. That argument outrages and worries Jan Lori Goldman, an advocate for the privacy of medical records in Washington, D.C.
In fact, we now have a federal law that protects the privacy of people's medical records and gives people a legal, enforceable expectation of privacy in their medical information. The Justice Department is supposed to be part of enforcing that law.
Unlike Turley, Goldman says she's not so sure the government needs the detailed information in the medical records. Neither was the Chicago judge who quashed one of the subpoenas. He wrote the government doesn't need the medical records to make its case. The showdown over the records could come March 29th at a hearing in New York before Judge Casey. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.